Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I want to say first, thank you so much for your kindness and for making me feel like home. And thank you for everything you did for us here. And I don't want to start crying. And I really miss the church. When I go back home to preach the gospel, I really miss you. I want to tell you something about how it was to be a Catholic. Just a little bit what things I went through. And then how, you know, how our work looked in Poland. Praise the Lord that I was chosen to be Josh's wife, that I could can be on the mission field. I was Catholic for 19 years. And being Catholic in Poland means being Polish, pretty much. It's like synonym. So, I don't know if you know this, but Poland received Catholicism in the year 900. So it's a long time ago, which is really deeply enrooted. Catholicism is really deeply enrooted in our, in Polish culture. I still, being Catholic for 19 years means that I still remember all the prayers. I still remember the rosary prayers. If somebody would, you know, speak it or something, I could just say it. And even the bell ringing, it still just gives me a strange feeling. So, yes, this was really deeply rooted. When I was Catholic, I want to tell you about some idiotic holidays they have there. That's really... now I know that they are bad and wrong in God's eyes. So I remember months, for instance, May was the month whenever we were going to church, having a little spring flower wreath that was sanctified at church, and we brought it home, and it supposedly brought like protection and prosperity. Another month we were going to church with candles, and the candles were symbolizing God, and we had those candles for the next month in a window, symbolizing God. I remember standing at church in a line to kiss the crucifix and bow down. I remember having Mary's idol carried from house to house and decorated with the most precious jewelry people had at home to decorate the Mary's idol and to just give everything the best they had. And we spent all night, kids and adults, everybody spent the whole night worshiping Mary, this idol. I remember buying and going to church and buying holy water. People also were giving a lot of money that went to the church to buy the holy water. And because I was a fervent Catholic, I wanted to do everything to be a good person that will go to heaven. I was involved in all those meetings, prayer meetings, the youth meetings that were in the Catholic Church. So I remember how the holy water was made. I remember the priest that had meetings with us. He just poured some tap water in a metal bathtub and prayed maybe 5 seconds prayer from the catechism, and that was the holy water that people paid a lot of money for. Yes, that's pretty scary. And I remember being praying during the Mass while supposedly the wafer and the wine is transformed to blood and the body of Jesus Christ. And it's a very important moment. So I wanted to believe it so much because we were supposed to believe in this transformation. So I wanted to believe in so much, and I couldn't. So I went to confess that I couldn't believe in that transformation. And the priest said, "That's a really bad sin. You know what? You have to believe this because you want to go to heaven." And that scared me so much that I was praying to God then. I started to pray my own prayers, not the memorized ones. That God, help me to do something. I really want to believe it, but I simply can't. And then God sent me something that showed me the Bible and the Bible verses, and I started reading the Bible. One more thing, I remember a very popular prayer. So to Mary. That is really, really popular prayed at home and at church. And one of, it's very short, and one of the verses, that is main verse, says that to Mary, that you are my mediator and my best comforter. So then I was reading the Bible, as I told you, so trying to see if this is what the Catholic Church was telling me. And then, because I really liked that prayer, that was my favorite one. So I was reading the Bible, and you know that verse in 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus, Christ Jesus. And that was my breakthrough. I decided not to go to Catholic Church anymore, because I saw like a living word, and I believe God and the Bible. So I went through stuff like that, and praise the Lord that I'm saved and I'm here now, and I can tell those people on the streets with Josh that the truth is not in the Catholic Church, it is in the Bible, and I can help Josh understand those people, how he should talk to them, what to talk to them about, what verses to stress in the Bible. And I want to thank you so much for your prayers and support. So that we can be there. That we can be there and tell those people that that's not true. That we can show them that it can be free and be in heaven. When I tell my family, my friends at school, that I'm on a mission, so they think I'm crazy. They think that Josh is crazy taking me from place to place. That you're not going to have a house, a nice house, never in your life. Like, that's fine, I have a house in heaven. Mansion in heaven. Praise the Lord for that. I want to thank you for your testimonies, because I'm relatively young in the Lord. I've been saved for 6 years now. And as soon as I got saved, got baptized, I met Josh, and then he proposed right away. So so we got married, and right away we went to a mission field to a different city. And it's not easy for me, because it was something big from the start. And I want to tell you that it's not easy. From the first couple of months, it was really depressing for me a little bit, meeting only 5 people for the first couple of months in church, and I was the only Pole there. So, but praise the Lord, we have people now, and praise the Lord. So it's not easy when problems come, and I expect that God will bless our work and give us people, and that people will get saved. But it's not always like that, because we do it for His glory and not just to look at how people get saved and just have, not for the number, but for the people. And I want to tell you about one story that happened to us. I was 5 months pregnant, and we were downtown preaching, and a group of, I don't know, punks or gang, whatever, those people came up and started threatening us, Josh, that they will kill us, that we can't talk about God, and they were really serious. But we didn't pay attention to that, so they left. And then that same evening, we were going back home on a tram, not by car, a tram. And they happened to be on that tram, and we were the only people. It was 9, maybe 10 p.m., all dark, and we were alone there with them. They were sitting behind us and still talking to us. We are going to beat you up. We're going to kill you. And they were really serious. I was scared to death. We were just praying, and me and Josh were really ready for whatever happens. We didn't know if they were serious, or they didn't sound like joking. They were really serious. So we were really ready for whatever happens. You know, if they beat us up or kill us, whatever, praise the Lord, we'll be heaven sooner. But we were praying so bad, and they finally left. But the next day, the same thing happened. They came downtown and started doing the same thing. So Josh started talking to them, and they asked us for money, and we said we can give you money, but we can, if you're hungry, we can buy you food. So Josh did that, and started talking to them that, listen, we don't want to do you harm. We want to talk about God, and we want to talk about salvation. And we started talking to them. Josh started talking to them. And they apologized. They apologized to us, and we have no problem anymore with them. So praise the Lord for this. I just want to tell you that it's not easy always to preach, and it's not that it's not safe in Poland. I know that's even worse here, I guess, in the States. But I want to encourage you to preach the gospel to people, and I want to read one verse in 2 Corinthians 11:27. That no matter what happens, no matter what problems you have and what situations are, that you'll preach the word, that no matter how tired you are after work, that you'll still go and preach the word. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, that you'll preach the word, because it's really worth it.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you that that you'll send more missionaries who will be really praying for you when I'm at home. Then thank you so much for your support and prayers. And I think I should be the one serving you here, not you serving us. So praise the Lord for this. And one more verse that will and that I really want to share with you is 2 Timothy 2:15. Sorry. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So praise the Lord, and thank you so much for everything. God bless you.
Lord of the harvest. Being here for the sake of anything except Christ. He is the reason why we live.